Well, welcome back to Wyoming Sports Talk today. You know, similar to what we do with our LCCC coaches show, we get a chance here throughout the spring slash summer.
Giant Stampede as well, too. I mean, we cover all sports.
Well, and we have in studio the Shine Extreme 18 and under, Adam Galicia, head coach. And again, who made a correction to us. They're still 8-3-1, but the semifinal and championship game flip-flop, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened in Game Changer, but it's definitely in reverse order. I don't know if we didn't finalize the game in time or something, but yeah, the game that we lost on Sunday was a championship game.
So not champions of the Loveland tournament instead of runner-ups, so at least it doesn't sound as pretty.
Second place. Yeah. It's not as bad.
I'm still very proud of the girls to make it there.
You know, and this is interesting, too, because we're not playing at home. Everything you've done thus far is on the road. And that's got to be tough because, again, when the Extreme show up, even just like rec softball, it draws a crowd. And again, you got some parents that come down with you, some family members, but it's nothing like home cooking. Do you feel like you're also at a disadvantage being on enemy turf?
It definitely feels that way. I mean, we love to be able to get teams to travel to Cheyenne a little bit more often. I mean, there's a couple teams that do come, but it's the same teams from Gehring and Casper. We like to see these Colorado teams come up. I mean, they come up for Extreme Weekend. But we can't get them to come up for weekday games or, you know, just even weekend games.
It's tough as well, too, where we were kind of discussing off-air where you got to deal with, you know, snow coming up this weekend, rains in the forecast next weekend up here again. The weather is not the best up in this part of, at least, of the country here in the city of Cheyenne, so you do have to deal with that as well, too, potential cancellations. But looking at that also, too, it's definitely, for the Cheyenne Extreme, it's not a cheap venture to at least keep on going down and dealing with these kind of on-the-road tournaments.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, like last week was the first week we could actually, by the city rules, get on the fields. And weather stopped us before. We have girls that come from Torrington. Sometimes they travel from further, so it's even a longer trip for them to get down to Denver, Aurora, a lot of different places. You know, they have to plan on coming down Friday night and staying Friday and Saturday night down there.
You know, it's interesting, and we were also chatting off air here, and again, we get a lot of discussion in a couple of minutes that we do as we bring into the studio. We had the athletic directors in here a couple weeks ago as we were talking about what could be reality coming up here in the state of Wyoming.
Okay, there's teams that have signed up, but not enough, at least so far, that have at least what the
Cheyenne's basically holding the cards right now, the trump card. But Fast Pitch for South, East, and Central. And the interesting part is, if those teams do come into play, Coach, it's going to be a combination of your Extreme ladies along with rec ladies playing Fast Pitch. But also, does that put a delay into your season, so to speak, if it does come into play?
Yeah, it does. It means we're not starting our club ball season until May. But the reality is, you know, a lot of our Extreme girls, you know, they were our school district was kind of putting the onus on us, saying they didn't think our girls would want to participate. But a lot of our girls, that varsity letter, high school letter, is important to them. You know, so whether we're on board or not, it's going to happen, and they're actually up to seven schools now, or seven school districts that have voted it in. There's another one, I think Casper's voting tonight, and it looks like it's going to be a positive vote. So most likely after tonight, there's going to be a high school softball in Wyoming, and I definitely would like to see Cheyenne a part of it. And, we need to get with the school district and get them moving a little bit because I don't see a lot of movement on their side.
Let me ask you this, though, too. And again, where you have these young ladies, as early as January, and matter of fact, you know, you're having tryouts, before Christmas time. But let me ask you this, though. If this does come to be reality, obviously you'll have that opportunity to go to all of these games and scout and hopefully be able to pick up your team. But is it better for the young ladies to play in that high school atmosphere and then come out for the Extreme?
I think so. I think it has potential to be a good thing. I mean, you're going to see a lot more girls get excited, get involved in it. you're going to see some girls come out of the woodworks that maybe didn't even know they had the ability to be a competitive softball player. And there's definitely enough good knowledge in Cheyenne about softball in the schools with the different people that will probably be applying for coaching spots that, the skill level will definitely increase, you know, from the rec program to a more of a mid-level between rec and a competitive.
Does this help your team, so to speak, by starting in May when the softball, when the fast pitch season ends for the high schools, because it'll end about the same time as soccer? But does that help you as far as scheduling, where you'll be able to maybe stay in town a little bit more instead of taking these early trips down south? I mean, you know this better than I do. I'm sure you're already planning for the future as well. What does this do for the program?
I think, you know, like any program, we have a few people that think our program is going to fall apart because of it. I, on the other hand, don't believe that. I think it could be a good thing. We have in the past, a number of our teams don't start playing until May anyways because the girls' involvement in other sports. And if high school fast pitch becomes that other sport, well, at least they're practicing it, in March, April, and playing games, and they're not waiting until the end of April or May to start competing. So I think it could be a pretty good thing.
And again, hopefully it will be a reality, as it's looking like it will become a thing here in the state of Wyoming, just waiting on to see what Casper does, and also in the city of Cheyenne, or at least Laramie County School District number 1, to see what they do for East, Central, and South. But for at least focusing on this season, though, however, at least looking back to this past weekend down in Loveland, Colorado, we had 6 games, 3 on both Saturday and Sunday. Again, coming away at least overall record right now, 8-3-1. Just take us back on Saturday and Sunday, or just what you saw from this past weekend.
I'm going to be honest, be realistic. Saturday we didn't play our best ball, but we're competing, we're working hard, and that's what I keep trying to impress on the girls, that not every weekend you're not going to be playing your best ball, but if you come with the work ethic, good things will always happen. May not always be the best on the scoreboard, but we'll battle. And so Saturday was not such a great day. Sunday was a whole new attitude. The girls came in ready to work. I tried to tell the girls that, in the past we've had teams that are good enough to, where on Saturdays we do a lot of, we're still in the finding out process with a new team, find out who can play here, what spot you can hit in and whatever. So we're trying some things on Saturdays. We're going to lose some games because of it. But on Sundays, if we're good enough, we can win from any position. No matter where we finish at and pull, we have the ability to come back and make a run at the championship.
Well, and you got to like where your position is, as you at least alluded to, where you are, again, 8-3-1 on the season early on, but you are missing some pieces right now due to at least whatever high school athletics are going on, whether it's soccer or track or something like that. Again, you will get more pieces once school and those at least spring sports wrap up. But, I mean, right now, 8-3-1, you got to be pretty happy of where this team is now and the potential it could be once we get that full lineup there for the Cheyenne Extreme.
Oh, no doubt. I'm very pleased with where we're at. I told my team, even the best teams we've had in the past, we have the opportunity to play for 5 or 6 tournament championships. I told this team here, come work hard. We're going to have the opportunity to play for 3, 4, or 5 championships this year. I mean, every weekend, things have to go right. You have to get some calls, but most of the time, you just have to be the effort. And here we are, two tournaments out, and we're played for championship both times. So definitely pleased with where we're at.
Adam Gleese, head coach of the 18 and under Cheyenne Extreme. Coach, where Nick was mentioning 8-3-1, and again, kind of spring training, really, for the Extreme. You get a chance to look at many different looks. Obviously, it's the same mindset as we talk about with high school hoops. It's not how you play in December, it's where you're at in late February and March. That would be the same to hold true with your Extreme team. Not how you're playing out of the box in March and April, but where are you at in July and August when we get to the big dogs? Yeah.
And that's what I tell the girls. Our season typically goes through the end of July. That's exactly what I tell my team. We're gearing up. We're looking at the girls. We're putting them in positions to see. We're going through March, April to see where we're at in May. May starts the meat of our season, May and June. And so come by May, our lineup's going to be pretty well set. Our players are going to know where everybody fits on the team. Coaches, we know where everybody fits on the team. And, and we look to really take off in May.
Well, we're going to take a timeout here in just a second. One last question here before we go to the break. Interchangeable parts. Obviously, Adam, you and me, we're both catchers. Do you expect us to be first basemen or outfielders? What are you looking at right now with every young lady that is available to you right now to play?
We definitely look for girls to play multiple positions. We try to get proficient at a couple different positions because with the limited amount of players we have, you have to. You know, we have four pitchers this year, but when somebody's pitching, somebody has to be able to fill in whatever their full-time position is. So, yeah, we definitely require the girls to at least to get proficient in two positions, possibly three.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back with the head coach of the Shine Extreme 1800, Adam Gleason, after these words here on 1480 K-Ray.